Good afternoon, Julie. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks very much.
Absolute honour and a privilege to have you on the Sideline View this afternoon. Someone like you, I don't know where to start. Soccer, football, where did it begin for you?
It all began when I was 14. And, you know, I was at a hockey tournament and one of the girls there toddled off to football training. I thought, oh, that'll be all right. So off I went. And, it started from there.
As simple as that. When you just decide to go off to training with a friend and fall short.
Next minute we're off to Hong Kong to play in an all-Asian tournament. And things were, you know, even back then we got out and played a few international tournaments.
Yeah, well, you only played occasionally during the 80s, didn't you, the Australian team? It wasn't, there was no real program there, but it's a bit of a tough one. You're at the start in women's football when it wasn't real strong, but like you said, you still represented the country on quite a number of occasions.
Yeah, very much so. And I think it's indicative of, you know, the people around us at the time. You know, it's all the administrators and the coaches who just never gave up. And there was always this push to further the game. And I guess, you know, that's what we've seen all throughout the Matildas' history.
I suppose when you got things like the World Invitational Tournament that you went to twice, the first Women's World Cup in China in 88, the future of the sport looked bright then, didn't it?
Certainly did. You know, by the time we'd got to the Pilot World Cup, and we'd seen, you know, the Americans a couple of times, we'd seen some of the Europe thinking, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, well, 14-year career, 18 full internationals, it's a... 34 matches for your country. Do you look back on it and think, does it seem like it even happened now?
It seems like a long time ago in some respects, but then, you know, I look at what's happening now and I think, wow, you know, that's a really short space of time for us to be where we are now.
Well, it is. It's only 40 years, and in the big scheme of things, that's not long at all to where women's soccer is now, Julie. It's amazing. It's gone. It's just elevated in the last 6 or 7 years, in my opinion, to the next level again, which is a fully recognised international sport. And the girls are slowly but surely becoming household names in Australia.
Oh, I think surely is the key word there because, you know, Sam Kerr is known worldwide. And many of the other girls, as we saw from the Olympics in Tokyo, you know, they just... roll off people's tongues as well. And, you know, they've got a huge fan base. The interest in this team is phenomenal.
That must have been a tough gig over in Tokyo. It must have been a daunting thing to go over there for a start. And everyone looked a bit fatigued by the end of the campaign.
Yeah, look, I lived in Japan for quite some time. And if you know the humidity around that time of year, it's stifling. It's oppressive. It's not what you feel like going out and doing, you know, running around in an international football match. So, look, you could see everybody, you know, doing their level best, but yes, there was a lot of fatigue.
Julie, you're a commanding centre midfielder for my research. You're 14 when you first started playing, and 4 short years later, you were captain of your country.
Yeah, look, it was a fairly speedy rise. And I guess that's the way it went back then. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we had our first international organised. And, you know, I have to mention again, that's because of all the people around us at the time working just so hard.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Would have been nice to have the Commonwealth Bank involved back in the 80s when you were at your peak. But you've had a couple of very nice honours. Australian Women's Soccer Association created the Julie Dolan Medal. Best Female Footballer of the Year back in 1988. That must have been a very humbling moment.
Very, very much so. I mean, any awards like that where you're recognised, yes, like you say, they're very humbling because, you know, there's a lot of people around me that got me to that point, and it's just so nice to be able to say thank you to them in a way.
And in 2016, the Dolan Warren Awards. That must have been even more humbling.
I know. It was. Look, you know, when those things happen, it's almost indescribable how you feel.
Yeah, well, you know, national. Johnny Warren's a national icon in men's soccer. Now, like you said, it must be pretty hard to put into words.
It is, very much so. And, you know, each time, you know, I get to present the award each year, I'm just amazed at the talent that gets up there and I get to, you know, have a chat with and, you know, present the medal. It's that in itself is awe-inspiring.
It would be. How much has it changed the game, do you think, since you first pulled the boots on at 14 and then went out Captain of Australia at 18? How much do you think the game's changed?
Oh, there's been massive changes. And I think one of the most significant is this CommBank sponsorship. You know, that's quite a landmark moment for the game. And it's going to help football reach and attract more women of all ages and also from all backgrounds. So that's a landmark deal. And the other thing I think that's really changed the game is the rise of social media, you know, because people can access the content that they actually want to see. And we've seen people, you know, access the women's football. And that in turn, the number of people accessing that has influenced the major networks.
Well, you're definitely getting cut through, even in regional parts of Australia. I could talk about the Sunraysia area here in Mildura. Women's football in the last 3 to 4 years has gone pretty crazy right down to junior girls and everything now, and it's a very strong and healthy league here at Football Federation Sunraysia, so it's getting cut through and the word's getting out there, Julie. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that's really heartening to hear because, you know, the grassroots is where it's all happening and that's, you know, that's the most important part of the game. If we don't support our grassroots and get the participation happening, the rest doesn't flow on. So it's really, really good news.
The 2023 World Cup, that will just help the participation numbers probably grow again, no doubt.
Oh, well, that's massive. It's in our backyard, you know, so the majority of people can get to see, you know, the girls go around again and up against the best in the world. So it's going to be a huge driver in terms of participation.
Yeah, they normally are a World Cup, aren't they? But I think with the Matildas being such a competitive force, it may be tenfold this time, I think.
I think you might be right.
What for a young lady that's, you know, that's pretty good at soccer, what advice would you give her to pursue her dreams? Now that you've got the Commonwealth Banking, there's probably scholarships and all types of stuff, I don't know, but what advice would you give a young girl?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, pursue a dream. No matter what it is, there's so many opportunities now in women's sport. And it doesn't have to be as a player. It could be as a referee. We've got, you know, some of the top referees in the world from here. It could be in admin. Could be, you know, coaching. So there's just so many opportunities for the girls these days. So, you know, believe in yourself and be what you want to be.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, Julie. And it's from 40 years ago where you started to today, the society's changed a lot too, and it's a lot easier, I'd say.
Yeah, very much so. Look, it's back then it wasn't a traditional female sport. These days people don't bat an eyelid. You know, it's the Matildas, here they are, let's go see them.
Well, exactly right, because they're so marketable. You know, the Commonwealth Bank have looked at a 15-year strategy from my research, and gee whiz, if it grows the sport again in the next 15 years like it has, though, they're on a winner. There's no doubt about that.
It's definitely on a winner, and I think it's a really opportune moment for them and, you know, a fantastic development in the game.
The first ever Women's World Cup in China. What was that like, Julie?
It was an enormous event for us. Given that, you know, we hadn't been up against a range of different countries from, you know, in any tournament before. We'd either just played New Zealand or we'd gone somewhere else and played one other team.
Yep.
So this was, you know, a group of international teams coming together, and it was the ultimate experience back then. So, and at that time, you know, we beat Brazil and we thought we were just giant killers.
Wow, gee whiz, how traditionally strong has Brazil been in both men's and women's soccer? You probably were giant killers.
Yes, but, you know, I mean, everybody has their ups and downs. Brazil's, you know, they're still knocking on the door at, you know, the top 10, as we are.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, everyone goes through, you know, phases.
Julie, it's been lovely to catch up with you this afternoon on the show. It's not often you get to speak to an inaugural captain of any national side in Australia. And as we've both talked about, women's soccer or football, it's toing and froing there, has just elevated in the last 7 years. I can't wait for the World Cup. And just imagine, if we can dream for a minute, imagine if Australia could win it.
Oh, imagine, yeah. And then, you know, straight on to the Olympics.
Yeah, well, we spoke about that off air. I didn't realise, obviously, you only got the 3-year break now, and the Olympics will only be a matter of months after.
That's it. Tight schedule.
Tight schedule, and I think the fan base will only grow. You take care, you stay COVID safe, Julie, and let's hope we can see Australia get some silverware in a couple of years.
Absolutely, and thanks so much for having a chat.
No, it's been an absolute honour to talk to you, Julie. We'll speak again.
Thank you.